Hello and welcome to episode 11. The theme this week is leveling up.
What's leveling up?
Leveling up is improving our work. We leveled up our writing paragraphs for current events this week, that's for sure.
Well, then let's listen to what's happening at North Gore Marble Public School.
We had Remembrance Day. We had our Remembrance Day, and Monica and Luca were one of the MCs. It was the best to be a host. I was very nervous at first, but it honestly wasn't that bad. We had around 70 parents there. It was super fun to be an MC. Here are some classes that performed. We had Miss Sierra's grade 3 class perform a video and a song they performed. We also had Miss Pennett's 1-2 split class do El Canada, and they read a book about peace. And we also had choir sing a song. I was not in choir because I didn't want to do it. It was a really well done Remembrance Day.
It sounded like they had a busy week.
Now for the interview of the week. We leveled up our interview by getting some new DJI Osmo Pocket 3 cameras. So we had Chris Cittaroni come to teach us how to use them.
Can you introduce yourself and tell our audience why you're here today?
My name is Chris Cittaroni. I run a company called Skyward Kick Productions. And we make movie, TVs, commercial, TV shows, commercials, anything video related. And for the last 4 years, I've been working with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board to do videos about experiential learning programs in schools, as well as doing mentorship with students.
What do you love about what you do?
I really like coming in and meeting with kids and showing them what's possible, because video making was always something I was interested in school, and the resources weren't really there for me. So I hope that when I come in and work with kids, maybe they find that they're passionate about it, and maybe they can make a career out of it themselves.
Nice. What skills does a person need to be good at what you do?
So the most important thing in my business, as well as most, is just being reliable and being flexible. Because when you show up to a video shoot, it's not just shooting video, it's problem solving. Because nothing ever goes how you expect. And your ability to overcome any little problems that come up in a day, that really makes the difference between a good shoot day and a bad shoot day.
What brings you joy and gratitude today?
Joy and gratitude. I love the fall, and today is a beautiful day, and the leaves are all bright orange and red and yellow, and that really makes my day.
I agree. Thanks for coming today.
Wait, how are we leveling up for news around the world?
Well, we are going to learn when to level up our water bottle hygiene.
Orange Sock, I think you need to learn how to clean your water bottle. You left us at school last night!
Oh, maybe I do.
Water bottle hygiene. Do you want to learn about water bottle hygiene? Because students at my school leave their water bottles at school all week and collect germs. If you want to know how to wash your water bottle properly and what the best water bottle to use, then keep listening.
Did you know that your water bottle can pick up different types of bacteria called mold and other microbes? If you don't wash your water bottle, could have mold and other bacteria.
The best water bottle to use is metal. Some experts say that you can leave the water in your water bottle overnight. but you should wash it every few days. Now I'm going to tell you how to wash your water bottle.
So you get some warm soapy water and you scrub the water bottle, then rinse till the soap's gone. If you want to stay healthy, I suggest to wash your water bottle every few days so you stay healthy.
Back to you, host.
Well, now I know how and when to clean it. Now it's time for the first chapter.
We asked this group how they are leveling up, and they said by trying to read more clearly and hoping students will borrow this book.
This week, we are reading the case of the Rigged Race.
We are reading the case of the Rigged Race by Michelle Hutchinson. We are starting on page 1.
Where is he? All the other sled racers are in, and Atoms is still out there looking down the snowy trail. Chickadee's brown freckled face had a worried frown as she squeezed her cousin's otter's arm, the smallest and most bushwise of the mighty muskrats. Otter put a comforting arm around Chickadee's shoulders, but his voice betrayed his own concern. There's so many things that can go wrong for the musher, but you can't just as some it's worse.
Chickadee rolled her eyes at him as she gathered her long black hair and tossed it over her shoulder. Yeah, but the worst is a possibility to write. We had to get a snowmobile and go look for him.
The Windy Lake Trappers Festival was in full swing. People from all over the provinces, north, and a few dozen from farther away had to come to celebrate the trapper's lifestyle and its gifts to a newborn Canada. The week and weekends were filled with social gatherings, educational events, and competitions of skill needed for the fur trade industry, and pulling a living out of the brush. Overall, winners of these contestants were crowned the King and Queen Trappers of the North for the year to come, and those bragging rights would last a lifetime.
The Muskrats had always been inseparable, and they had been given the name Mighty Muskrats by their oldest uncle, who had watched them laugh, fight, poke, and snap at each other as they grew up. And their nickname had spread across the First Nation, and each of their exploits added to the Mighty Muskrat's reputation.
Tim, the tallest and the most physical of the sleuths, had taken their older cousin's dog team out on the teen race, had been expected to place solely on the
experience
of the dogs.
We rate it 5 thumbs up, and we'll keep reading it because we like the mystery.
Now for the challenge of the week. The challenge this week is making a junk drawer race car.
Challenge!
Do you want to make a car out of total junk?
Because the grade 4-5s are going to make one, and we're going to tell you what you can and what you can't use.
We're doing this for fun at North Gore Marlboro Public School in science class.
You need 4 students to enter the contest, and it needs to go 15 feet from the starting line.
You can use cardboard, rubber bands, printer paper, wrapping paper, and newspaper.
Toilet paper or paper, towels, popsicle sticks, toothpicks, bamboo, wood or wood skewers.
And old batteries for weight. To put it together, you can use scotch tape,
masking tape, printer paper, duct tape,
zip ties,
white glue or carpenter's glue. What you should not use, like any other forms of metal.
And any car parts that you already built for you.
This challenge sounds like it will be really fun.
If you do it, you should send us your car so we can see it.
Back to you, hosts.
We hope you try the challenge. It sounds exciting. If you are trying the challenge, make sure to email us at 321duckbite@gmail.com. You may see your challenge on another episode.
Well, that's all we have for this week. If you want to watch another episode, don't forget to subscribe.
And you can also follow us on Instagram.
See you next time on Duck Bites. Quack out.
Quack, 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 quack.